Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to the Self Love Show with Sammy. That is me, your host. I am a clinical hypnotherapist and coach, specializing in helping you amazing women to remove yourself from the lifelong battle of fighting with food, diet, and binge eating, and the dissatisfaction within your body. So, today is a really exciting topic, and this is for you if you're finding yourself constantly on that path of all in or all off, on and off the inverted commas wagon, and feeling like you're on that restriction and binge eating cycle. So listen in, stay tuned if that is you, because I'm going to give you some tips to take away today so that you can start on your own journey to get out of that jail sentence that just drives you absolutely insane around food. And I can say that because, girls, I was in it for a decade. I used to be the real, like, this fitness head, inspo, whatever, to everybody that knew me. Basically, my identity was all about health and fitness, but I've never felt so unhealthy or so out of control in all of my life than what I did then, because I was extremely restrictive, and then I would be on wild binges. I would try and overcompensate all of the damage that I felt I'd done, and no matter what body goal I managed to achieve, I always felt dissatisfied in my body. I never liked it, never felt good enough, and had extremely low self-esteem. So if you follow me over on Instagram at Sammy Alice Therapy, then you'll know that I talk often how my four-step blueprint working with me is so unique, because I don't want to just go in with the food. I'm not just going to help you to, like, really slowly forever for the rest of your life learn how to intuitively eat, and then maybe perhaps one day you might stop binge eating or emotional eating, and you might feel relaxed around food, and you might like your body instead of just feeling neutral in it. Like, I don't have time for that, and I know that that's not something that you want. You actually want and you deserve to feel good, and this is what I decided. I changed my life. I then qualified with RTT therapy, which I'm a clinical level in now, because of the science behind how this stuff works. Like, you don't need to just have hope for the rest of your life. You can take action and invest in yourself and do something that actually transforms permanently, physically, the way your mind is wired to change your relationship with food and your body, which is what I'm going to get into and talk about today. So I always start, the top of my blueprint always starts with the relationship with you. We always go immediately into your level of self-esteem, the relationship with you, your self-confidence, the self-validation, heal all of that, change that up. And then, when you feel good enough as you are, who you are, it gives most of my clients this kind of like feeling like they've been reborn, and they're going to have another chance now, actually just deciding that they're going to live their life on their terms. And it's quite empowering to release the need for validation from other people. And then we go down the rewiring of your body image. It's a perception. Let's change that. Then the rewiring of your habits around food, because they are habits. They are something that you started off emotionally because you were dieting, and you were dieting because you didn't feel good enough. And it's just a constant cycle that you can find yourself in. So then we can transform your intentions behind food and the habits that you have behind food, then end all of the diets. And then you slowly, incrementally, simply, effortlessly allow yourself to eat the foods that you're afraid of whilst feeling in control. Because I want you to feel in control in a sense that you've got all the food in front of you and you do not need to go wild, or you don't have shame, guilt, fear. You can go to a party and not focus on the buffet table. Like, please tell me that's not just me that used to do that. I know that it isn't. But anyway, girls, I would go to a party. I can remember one time telling my friend, like, don't let me go near the buffet table. Don't let me go. And I was like a wild animal. And she said, oh, Sammy, you said not to let you. And I think I went into like a blackout of just eating food, because I deprived myself so much. I would be in a cycle of binge eating, and then it just becomes this wired habit. So let's get into how you can take some steps now, take away from this recording, to get out of this all or nothing on or off the wagon. I don't like the term wagon, it's just something that's used often. And this like restriction and binge eating. So number one, let's go straight in with the mindset, girls. Number one is your mind isn't wired right. So everything that controls the things that you do, the thoughts you feel, the action you take, the stuff you do by default in your life is all held in your subconscious mind. So it's stuff there that's piled away so that you don't have to think about it anymore because it's preserving energy for you. So everything that you are doing on repeat, even if you really don't want to, but you end up doing it anyway, all of that self-sabotage stuff is because it's a wiring really hardwired and strongly, solidly paved in your subconscious mind as something that you've done for such a long period of time in response to something, whether it be stress, emotions. I mean, it gets to a point where you're on the diet and binge eating and you could just be binge eating in any emotion. Because it's just such a pattern now. It's something that you expect to happen. So your mind, your subconscious mind, is where it all begins. The rules of the mind that I talk about a lot. One, your mind takes you to what's familiar. So what have you done over and over and over? Again, preserving energy. It does what you do on repeat because it thinks that this is part of your survival. We are still in our minds, a little bit like these tribal people. That's where we've evolved from. And they were always faced with predators, fight or flight. So that's where your mind is coming from, this survival response of we need to preserve energy and do things that we know already to do. So it's easy. Don't have to think about it. It just happens like that. So that's number one. The second rule of the mind is it takes you towards pleasure and away from pain. So if you're stressed, overworked, feeling bogged down, going through a breakup, feeling uncomfortable in your body. Isn't it funny how you feel uncomfortable in your own skin and the one thing you know isn't going to make you feel better, you end up going to. So when it feels like that food is just going to give you a sense of numbing, some like quick hit of pleasure, and you do it over and over and it's familiar, then that's the way your mind's going to take you. Your mind, your subconscious mind, does what it needs to survive. So if this is something that you have done on repeat because it makes you feel better, so again, it is a way of keeping you hidden from life, from showing up for things that you need to show up for, from dealing with emotions, from dealing with challenges. It's helping you, but it's not really. But your mind believes that it is. So this is where the survival mode is. As a second part to that, when we talk about the binge eating and the all or nothing and when you eat nothing and then go wild and eat so much, let's look back to the tribal times again. It's where we're evolved, famine and feast. If you go through a famine, which your mind instantly thinks you are the minute you even think about going on a diet, all you end up doing is thinking about all the food that you're going to stop eating and you end up eating the entire lot, more than you would ever comfortably need to, so that you can get it all in before you have to start the diet again. So that is the survival response around food as well. And then number four, the rule of the mind, is it does what you tell it to do. So not just talking about food, but talking about movement as well. As an example, if you tell yourself all the time that you don't like to move your body, you don't enjoy exercise, I don't want to get up earlier and do it, it feels like hell, it's so painful, I dread going to the gym, I hate moving my body, all of these things, then you are going to find, your mind will find all the evidence and the reasons why not to. If you consistently tell yourself that you don't like it, you don't enjoy it, or like as an example with food, if you would like to add more nourishing things into your day to day, but you say that you really don't like it, you're convincing yourself that all you really want is pizza and cookies, which in brackets here, nobody feels good just eating that, then that is where your mind is going to take you, and you're going to sit there with that salad and be dreaming of eating something that you are one, fearing, two, denying, but three, also really, really wanting. So the second part of this is you need to find a way to become obsessed with your daily habits. So I don't want you to just do what everyone else does that's in the health world, healthy living world, whatever. What I do, you don't have to do what other people do. What is really important is you find things in your day that's going to build up and stack as healthy habits that you enjoy, because you're going to want to show up for them. This is leaping off of one of those rules of the mind that you need to find this as pleasure, and also the conversation you have with yourself. What are you telling your mind to do? So find things that you really enjoy and tell yourself that you really want to do it. You're excited to get up in the morning and do your yoga or go for a walk, eat whatever breakfast it is. It's going to make you feel really good in that day. So you need to have habits that you become obsessed with. And the way to become obsessed with them is, one, choosing things you actually enjoy, and that can change every day. And two, what is the dialogue you're having behind them? Are you saying, I'm dreading this, I can't be bothered? Or are you convincing yourself repetitively until it becomes truth that you really, really love it and you can't wait to do it every day? Because I am the biggest advocate of moving your body and eating food that makes you feel your best. I allow all foods. There's nothing that's deprived in my diet whatsoever. I feel fully satisfied. I eat what I desire, and I am magnetized to the stuff that makes me feel my best every day. As much as possible, you know, sometimes we just eat because it's like we just need to. It might not be the best option that you would rather choose, but when you release those feelings of shame, guilt, and fear around food, that shit doesn't matter anymore. It's just a meal. So think about those rules of the mind that I talked about in that first part and this second part. How are you going to use those to create new habits in your day that make you feel really good and convince yourself that you love doing it, you want to do it? Think of that pleasure. How can you make these things feel like they're pleasurable? So that is why if you start a new fitness regime or a new way of eating that you feel like is healthy, makes you feel satisfied, we don't do any deprivation here, I want you fully satisfied, but you are telling yourself that you don't enjoy it, well, that is why people constantly find themselves on and off, because you're convincing yourself that it's not something you want to do. So your mind is not going to let you do it. So another thing that I want to give you, a little bonus activity here. Let's think of all these self-sabotaging things that you're doing, right? So it could be the binge eating, and that obviously follows from a period of restriction, or it could be that you're in such a habit of it now, like I did for so many years, that I would be planning like my binge day, call it a cheat day, whatever you want to call it. I would be planning it well in advance. I would know when it's going to happen. When I used to work for someone else, I would know at the end of my set of shifts that I was definitely going to be binge eating, and it would be like a planned thing. It was such a habit. So whatever it is that you're sabotaging yourself with, should it be the food and the movement, one or the other, whatever you feel like you're all in or all off with. Now, this is what we call a second gain. So beneath this self-sabotaging behavior, there's a benefit that your mind thinks that it's giving you. So let's ask a couple of questions here. Why are you trying to sabotage yourself? Is it because you want to stay small, as in you just don't want to show up in life, don't want to be seen, don't want to be successful because it could be less responsibility? You don't want to be seen as a failure. You don't want to be judged. You just want to blend into the walls. Could it be that you just don't want to be heartbroken? You don't want to feel amazing to put yourself out there in the dating world so that then you're not abandoned, judged, rejected, and heartbroken? Could it be that you just don't want to have to socialize? You don't want to be around other people, so you don't want to feel great. And therefore, eating this food, not moving your body in a way that feels good, enables you to just feel like, I'm just better staying at home, watching Netflix all day long. Sorry, I'm sure you go to work all night long. Could it be the less responsibility thing? So for me, running a business, if I was to sabotage myself around food like I used to every single day, well, I'd be on this highly restrictive thing, exercise like mad, and then be binge eating a couple of times a week. But it was always going to happen. It always came up. And like the next day, I would then be in like some sort of a hangover. I wouldn't want to see people. I'd cancel plans. I would have never been able to, one, be a mum. I wouldn't have been able to deal with the emotions that you deal with as a mother. I wouldn't have also been able to even have let my child have the food that she wants to have, because that was one big thing I remember thinking when I first started this transformation for myself in 2016-17 was, oh my god, I'm not gonna be able to bake with my child because mummy's gonna eat them all. And a good thing is I laugh about it because it's not an emotional thing to me anymore. It's a mindset, it's a sciencey thing. So so also running a business now, which is the point I was getting to, nearly lost my train of thought then, I would never be able to, if I kept sabotaging myself with these behaviours around food and with my body, I wouldn't want to show up. My face is everywhere. It is my brand. I am my brand. I do these podcasts. I do videos constantly. I'm on my Instagram stories. I show up obviously on Zoom or in person with my clients. I would not be able to do that. And I would be keeping myself from the responsibility of helping other people, running a business, and I would want to be just keeping myself small, not really achieve much, not put myself out there to try, because it's safer. So that was like a second gain. It's safer in your mind for you to not be seen, not show up, not potentially fail, not have to help other people, not have to have responsibilities. So what is this second gain for you behind these self-sabotaging behaviors? What is it that it's saving you from in your life? And the most important thing that is going to really get you moving on this level of transformation from the all or nothing into just this easy, peaceful, all food allowed, relaxed, loving life, comfortable in your own skin, enjoying food and not feeling so mentally tired around it all because it consumes so much energy, and then able to like actually do things in your life. The most important thing is that you work with the science on the way your mind is wired so that you change your intentions and therefore your actions around your body and food. The words I always use are love, care, and nourishment. So whatever I choose, 99% of the time is coming from those intentions. I really want to because I'm obsessed with feeling my best, and I really want to look after myself. So my intentions are completely different to what they used to be when it came to what I was going to eat and how I was going to move my body. This morning, my alarm went off at 5 a.m. I go to bed 8:39 p.m. so that I can have a wind down period, so I can get up at 5 a.m. and do my stuff before my child wakes up and before I have work to do. Otherwise, there's no period of time in my day that I can. Who the hell wants to get out of bed at 5 a.m.? Absolutely nobody. But the minute that goes off, firstly, I remember if you lie in bed anymore, Sammy, cortisol starts to raise and then you just feel even more uncomfortable. So you might as well just get up and get moving. I remember to do the countdown. I think, is it Mel Robbins, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? That literally works so well for me because these are habits. I've told myself they're so simple. We love simplicity. Things can be so simple in your life to change your life. And I get up and I get downstairs and I do the exercise that I want to do. I have my nourishing breakfast afterwards. I journal. I do my manifestation practices. I listen to the music that I want to listen to. And I set myself up for an amazing day. I'm motivated to be the best mum, the best partner, the best therapist, friend that I possibly can be that day. And I am obsessed, and the intention behind it is that I really want to, because I really want to care for myself. I want to show up in my life. I want the responsibilities that I've got. I want to make an impact in people's lives. I want to feel good. But when your intention is different, you will ignore that alarm. You probably won't even set it. Oh, start tomorrow, start next week. This is why you need to have like strong motivation of and a strong why of things that you want to do and achieve in your life that's going to make you think, right, I don't have time to waste anymore on this all or nothing, on or off, self-sabotaging pattern. There's stuff that I want to achieve. There's a big why that I have in my life that's going to motivate me to find habits that make me feel that I become obsessed with. So I continuously want to follow them, and I'm going to feel my best self. So you get to show up every day as the best version of yourself. And you are wired to do it because it's pleasurable. It becomes familiar. It becomes your new safety. It's good for you. Your mind feels like, yes, we're surviving. We are thriving. It doesn't feel like this fear of judgment or rejection or abandonment or whatever it is that your second gain was, like you've released all of that. You've rewired your relationship with food and your body. You've built these habits that you enjoy and you have repeated them. So science says it takes at least 60 days to create a new habit. And at the start, it's uncomfortable because it's not familiar. That's all it is. Think of this down a science route. It's hard to stick to something initially because it's not familiar. That is all it is. But if you consistently do it, tick off every day, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, tick off every day so you can physically see it. And soon enough, you are so hardwired to following these new habits that they become what you really want to do. And you feel weird when you don't do them. So the last thing that I want to leave you with, the last little bonus tip is when you're in your day, and when you want to eat that brownie, you want to have a slice of pizza, whatever it is the food that you're fearing, whatever it is that you are depriving yourself of, initially you obviously need to do the mindset work around it because I don't want you to eat anything feeling shame and guilt. Nothing good comes from that energy. But when you allow yourself to be like, oh, I fancy a snack, I'm going to have a brownie, and you feel relaxed around it, I want you to enjoy every single mouthful. I want you to do it mindfully. I want you to do it slowly. I want you to put it on a plate. We're not just smashing it out of the fridge so that nobody knows that you've just eaten it. Allow yourself to have these foods, knowing that your body knows exactly what to do. It's only your mind that changes the chemicals that are released. You can be in fear and release adrenaline and cortisol, or you can be relaxed and release serotonin and dopamine. Your body hasn't got a clue. It just listens to what your mind tells it. So feel relaxed. Know your body knows what to do. Do that mindset work. Eat something that you really want to do. Eat because it's going to make you feel good. Eat that brownie because it's nourishing for you. I love brownies. I had a McDonald's wrap yesterday. I had a glass of wine last night. I'll eat chocolate most days. This stuff nourishes the hell out of me. But there's no fear. There's no guilt behind it. And I do it mindfully. I allow myself to have it. So going through this will really shock you because there's some stuff that you're going to eat that you're going to think, "Ee," I call them like food celebrities that don't even actually satisfy you. So then that's amazing, isn't it? Because you can tick that off the bucket list. I'm not bothered about that food. I'm looking for stuff that makes me feel good, nourishes me, satisfies me at every level, mind, body, and soul. Now, this comes down to how invested you are in how bad do you want to feel good. This is what it comes down to. You've got to put in the work, but it just takes a short period of time with simple mindset, science-y hacks, doing that relationship healing with yourself, self-validation, rewiring your body image, rewiring your relationships with food, creating a blueprint so that you follow specific habits every day that you really enjoy Monday to Sunday, and you convince yourself initially that you love it until you do, fake it till we make it, because that is what works. It's just about repetition, because when you do this stuff and you put it together and you do it over and over and over, it suddenly becomes your lifestyle, and it's easy, and it's love, care, it's nourishment. There's no deprivation. You allow all food because it's not going anywhere. Your body knows what to do, all of this stuff. And it will transform not just you, not just how you perceive your body, and not just, I mean, alone, the fact that you won't be binge eating anymore is going to be the most incredible thing in the world, because it is. And you were on a high for so long until now I'm 4 or 5 years in and it's just normal to me now. But I remember at the start being like, oh my God, I've not binged again. Oh my God. And it feels so easy. And it is. This all gets to be easy if you allow it to be. It doesn't need to be something that goes on for the rest of your life. You deserve to feel good, to show up as your best. So go through those steps, clear it up. What's that second gain? What are you telling yourself? Go through the rules of the mind. What are the things that make you feel good that you want to do, and how are you going to implement them into your day? And if you do want to let me know, because I love to hear different people's ideas of like recipes that you love, things that you want to do with your body, what's your rituals going to be, come and see me over on Instagram and drop me a message. And I've also left the links below if you are totally ready to be free of all of this stuff that's holding you back from an incredible life that allows so many doors of opportunity to open that you might not have even thought that it would be something you want to do. Like me running my business completely full-time self-employed whilst being a mum, the biggest dream I ever had. There's stuff that comes to your doorstep that you don't even realize you want to do because you're so consumed by the food in your body. So if you're ready to release that, be free of the stuff that's holding you back and become obsessed with feeling really good and doing it from a place of love, care, nourishment, self-validation, self-esteem, all of that amazing stuff that allows you to live a lifelong romance with you, then book yourself your free consultation call in the links below, and we will go over what the 12-week package is with me. And it's just like you should get all the testimonials, etc., that kind of stuff. But it is the most incredible thing you can ever do for your health, your mental health, your well-being, and the rest of every area of your life. This is for you. Everything starts with you. Everything then reaps. What's a good word to use? Radiate. Everything radiates from you. When you feel good, when you like yourself, you validate yourself, you are treating yourself like you deserve to be treated, and you are obsessed with it and you love it. There's no all on, all off. There's no restricting and binge eating. Like, get rid of that second gain, transform it, all of this stuff, do it with science. You're going to change your damn life.